Hip Hop Hustle Podcast, man. You heard it here first.
Let me ask you, I'm going to change tacks because I did want to ask you, I saw an interview that you did, or I read an interview you did, and you spoke about love and baby's breath. And you, I think you said something along the lines of the song represents a love that is almost unreal and unattainable. And I've wanted to ask you about that and ask your opinions on love, because I think that's such a fascinating thing to say about a song that you wrote, to say that, like, I wrote a song about love that I almost think is not real, and I'm going through a breakdown of a relationship, or like I'm feeling like a relationship was coming towards its end at the very same time as I'm writing this song of like this unattainable. Yeah, I don't know. I think I found that so fascinating that you said that. So I wanted, I wanted to ask you about that.
Okay, so in terms of me feeling like it's unattainable, so Baby's Breath was written about my ex. It sounds so weird to say my ex, because like I literally don't think about him. But I guess writing a whole song is just sort of an inevitable way to just keep thinking about this person. But I wrote it about our relationship and how I felt that I was the most genuinely in love that I'd been, and the song was a representation of that. Like, normally when I write songs, I'll write from the point of view of a character, or I'll mix in different storylines from different parts of inspiration, like from books or movies or stories that my friends tell me. But with this one, it was completely just like word for word, like that's what it is. And it's funny because I'd sent the song to him and he was like, oh, that's a nice song. And like, I thought that was such a mediocre response. And that was just like just a smidge of what was going on in the relationship at the time. But I just felt like the relationship was just coming to an end, and it wasn't what I was meant to be. I guess it just wasn't the relationship that I was meant to end up being. But it didn't change the fact that I actually loved him, and that was my first experience of that, I guess. And so at the end, because I knew, and I feel like girls know, and like every girl that I've talked to about this, we just know when it's like it's about to end. And maybe guys do as well, I don't know. But it was just like, who would have thought that we'd be here by now? Because first of all, I am a really avoidant person. I'm trying to work on that. But it's like, who would have thought that I'd end up falling in love with you? But then also, who would have thought that I would kind of write this whole song about you and be like completely truthful? And then also, who would have thought that I'd feel this way about you but still want to not be in the relationship anymore because I feel like I'm being taken for granted? That's really interesting. So the end is like, who would have thought that we'd be here by now? Because, whoa, like the world is so crazy. It's so crazy that life ends up working out that way. But then also, it's like, it doesn't have to mean that. It can be just like such a great love song that means, who would have thought we'd be here by now, whereby the people are just more in love than I guess they were before. Like, it's like they look back 30 years from now and they're like, oh my gosh, whoa, like we were kids, and then now we have like a whole grandchild maybe. I wrote the song in that sense, and I feel like it's unattainable because it has not been attained. And just because I feel like it's unattainable doesn't mean it's unattainable. It just means that I haven't attained a love like the love that I wrote about on Baby's Breath. But yeah, I'm glad I wrote that song. But yeah, he did not appreciate it. He did not appreciate it, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, I'm glad you wrote that song too. And I think a lot of people evidently are very glad you wrote that song. So,
thank you.
But yeah, I think it is really interesting because like, I also went through a breakup recently, and like it is one of these things where like you definitely feel like, oh, was that love real? Like you start to question a bit of reality of like, yeah, was I delusional in the way that I felt? And The answer is obviously no, it wasn't. Like, you felt genuine love at the time, but it's also kind of weird because you're like, this person was everything in my life. And all of a sudden, they're just like, they're gone. And I heard a quote that was kind of like, I'm not going to know you for longer than I knew you. And that is really weird to me. Like, that is like, there is a point where, like, we're not going to speak for longer than, like, and you would speak every single day. Like, they would, like, I don't know. I think all of that is just really a mind fuck a little bit. But at the same time, it's kind of like, you should be very thankful. Cause, and this is how I feel. I'm like extremely thankful that I felt that way and I got to experience that, even if it's for, I wish it was longer or whatever it might be. It's kind of like, it's a blessing to be able to like, oh no, I felt like genuine love. Like that is a really nice thing. And you can't control everything. Like sometimes it just doesn't work out, but it is a blessing to be able to say that you felt that.
That's true. I think it feels less of a blessing when you feel like you love the other person more than they loved you. It feels a little bit less. Yeah, it feels a little bit less like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful. Because it's like, no, the only reason why I was experiencing this love is because I was giving love to you and then you were just sort of reciprocating it, I guess. Like, this love was able to exist because I put so much effort into it. And I think the relationship ended because I felt that way. And I wrote a song about it and it's fine and it's so good. But, like, I think I feel less grateful for the fact that the relationship happened overall, but I feel grateful for the fact that I was able to know myself in that way, like know myself as like a person in love, than the whole situation in general. I think I have like quite a bitter feeling about the whole thing, but that's okay. Like, I don't know. It doesn't need to be positive. I think I can still learn something from it, even though it's like a negative feeling.
My view on that was rather that it is a blessing to know that that's what you're capable of, in terms of you're capable of feeling love deeply. And I think that's and like, you know, the relationship is the relationship, but it's always nice to be able to go, oh no, I can love someone wholeheartedly. I can go and I can really give it my all, and maybe there's regrets and maybe there's like, you know, I didn't get what I wanted in return, and that's more a commentary on the other person rather than it is on yourself. But to be able to go, I really opened up. That's a really good thing to be able to recognize, because the danger is the opposite becoming true, which is I opened up and I gave wholeheartedly, and next time I'm not going to do that. And I think that's a really dangerous way to like overcorrect, and then you end up hurting the other person potentially the next person you date who loves you and gives you everything that you deserve, but you've decided because of the last relationship that you're going to hold back, and it's a vicious cycle. So I think you have to be like, that's a reflection of them, not me, and me giving it my all, that's something that I should continue to do because it's great. Like, the only missing thing is the person reciprocating.
Yeah, true. But I think I'm chilling for now. But it's a great thing to it's a great thing to be discussing, because I think I'm, I've not discussed it in this much detail, I guess, like on an interview with my friends I have. But it's really interesting hearing someone talk about it in this way. It's so interesting. Because I think your friends obviously will let you be like, no, I hate him. He's such terrible. But it's really interesting hearing an impartial take on it, and also like a how do we grow from this and what's the next step sort of thing. But I'm chilling for now. Oh my gosh, I'm chilling completely. And it's been great just like focusing on just music, and because I recently moved to Auckland as well, and just moving to a new city, and yeah, that's been great. I've enjoyed the rest of the year. The start of the year was, yeah, because we actually broke up while I was on tour. Like, I was headlining shows while I was, it was my first headline tour of New Zealand. And then it happened then, which is okay. It's so fine. But the start of the year was rough. But now I'm good. I'm good now.
There's no good time to break up.
True, 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 true. Yeah, I think it would have been tough at whatever point in the year. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. At least you are on tour and had a distraction.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. But also, the distraction happens to be songs, some of which were written about her. So it's like, but you're right. Very good distraction. Yeah, it was a good time, I think, to do it, because it was like, oh, but then I get to do this fun thing that I love. So, yeah.
Do you know the weirdest period of a breakup for me personally is telling
Yeah.
everybody? Like,
Really?
oh, I hate that. I hate telling everybody. I feel because like you go through a breakup and you're like digesting the emotions and you're dealing with it, and then you have to tell everybody and you're like, and then you get the same questions all the
Yeah.
time, and you get the sympathy, and you get like the, and I appreciate the sympathy, but like there's only so much that. They're like, oh, it's all right. Like, you're gonna find, like, I don't know. That's all, they're all words and they don't really fix how you're feeling. And I really appreciate them. I appreciate my family. I appreciate my friends for being there for me. But it's also kind of like, yeah, just telling people is just like, oh, I'm gonna have to. I don't mind talking about it. I genuinely don't. Like, I think it helps me understand it when I process and communicate. But it's also kind of like, oh, it's kind of a little bit embarrassing. It's kind of a little bit like all these things. Yeah. So I was like,
But it doesn't
oh,
have to be. It
I
really doesn't have
guess.
to be. I think it's just a part of life to go through some sort of loss, and for some reason it happens to be that we get into relationships, and then sometimes they involve loss in that way. And then people ask you questions, right? And be like, oh, so like, why did it end? And when it comes to relationships, then you sort of, there is sort of an explanation of why the person is not in your life anymore. And I guess it could come off as embarrassing, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. It's still a beautiful thing that you experienced, and it just didn't end up working out. And that's okay.